Our Kids Corner this morning was brought to us by Betty Holcroft. Kids, come on down.
Today. This is a lot of, here comes some more up the aisle and through the doors. All right, look at this. My goodness, I am so glad you're here. I'm going to ask you a question. Does anybody know what holiday is coming up next week? What? Tell me. Who? Thanksgiving. Yes, exactly. What is something that you're thankful for? Okay. Clothes, very good. You're going to be camping. Oh, wonderful. Okay. Okay, anybody else? Anybody else? What are you thankful for? Family, wonderful. Okay. Water, excellent. Yes, okay. Food, oh, yes, okay. Shelter. Are these kids smart? Turkey. Ooh, talking like I do now. Yes. Candy. Oh. All right. And chips, you said? Okay. And what? Stars? Oh, how nice. Pizza Hut. Okay, all these things. Yes. We'll end with the Pizza Hut. Okay, because, you know, that just tops it all, doesn't it? That is the best. Nobody said vacation from school, so I guess everybody, that wasn't even close, was it? Everybody likes school and doesn't want a vacation from school, right? Yeah. The teachers weren't here. Exactly right, Pastor. That's right. Do you know there's something that we should be even more thankful for than all those wonderful things that you said? Yes, God, that's exactly right. I am so thankful for my Bible. Does everybody here have a Bible? Oh, good, I'm so glad. Okay, that's wonderful. Okay, all right, this is so exciting. The Bible tells us adults. Oh, good, sometimes you can have stories. Okay, great. There are wonderful stories in the Bible. But the Bible tells adults that we should be like you children, that we should love with the faith that you have, the innocence that you have. We just are supposed to accept and just love. So when Thursday, when you're having your Thanksgiving dinner, or maybe it's Friday or whenever it is that you're having your Thanksgiving dinner, I want you, when you're saying your prayer, when you're saying your prayer for all your family, for all the wonderful food, for the camping, for the Pizza Hut, for all those things, I want you to remember, I want you to thank God for everything that He's done for us. Yes, He loves us so much. The Bible tells us He loves us so much. And you know what He wants us to do? Does anybody know? It's something really simple. What? About right now? He wants us to love Him. That's what He wants. He wants us to love Him and tell other people about it. I have a little bookmark for you before you go, and then you'll get your cups and you'll collect money. But right now, let's bow our heads and have a prayer, okay? Let's bow our heads and have a prayer. Dear God, we thank you today for these wonderful kids that are here. Lord, we thank you for the families that they represent. I ask that you just be with Pastor Eric as he comes to share a sermon with us, a lesson in sermon and prayer, that we would be open and receptive with our ears, God, that we wouldn't have anything else on our minds, that we'd just be open and receptive and listen to him. Lord, I thank you for your Bible. I thank you for the truth and the word. And I thank you again for these children. In Jesus' name, amen.